Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Joy 94.9 presents Absolutely Everybody. Sponsored by and presented by Anecto, the People Network. Absolutely Everybody, only on Joy 94.9.
Today I'm speaking with the lovely Lana Wolf.
Hi.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be at Joy.
Indeed it is. It's such a great place to be. I thought today we'd start by having a chat about feminism, poetry, creative life, and all things in between.
Awesome.
So tell me a bit about your background and what makes you tick.
Oh, my background is, what a large question. I suppose if we're thinking about things like feminism and poetry and creative life, my background spans a long time. I'm a performance poet and storyteller and comedian, which is pretty new, only over the last 5 years, a writer. But the things that come out in those, that genre of creativity is about my life, is about, you know, my identity, how I travel through my life. You know, we talk about feminism, and yes, as a university student in the 90s, feminism was a theoretical position in which I really took on wholeheartedly within uni and the feminist frameworks. But and certainly in terms of how it shaped me, it's been really important, but I wouldn't classify myself as a feminist now. I would classify myself as an anti-sexist.
Yeah, and that's a really interesting distinction to make. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Well, feminism is a political framework in and of itself, and there's some precepts of feminism that I certainly agree with still, like you're the expert of yourself, those kind of things. However, I don't believe anymore in patriarchy theory. I see oppression of women being a tool of class oppression rather than oppression against women in and of itself. So
yeah, that's a really interesting perspective to have. And I think the interesting thing is, you know, we don't have to remain rigid in our views, and they evolve over time as we evolve and as we move through life and have different experiences. And I think it's wonderful that, you know, we're able to learn and experience more in different ways than we did, you know, even a few weeks ago or a few years ago. So
yeah, no, absolutely. Always learning and always reevaluating my standpoint and moving forward.
Is there much theory around an anti-sexist position, or is it more a personal?
There is a lot of theory around it, particularly if you're looking at within the framework of class or class oppression. So we're talking socialism, Marxism. There's a whole different variety of theoretical, you know, viewpoints within Marxism, let alone within socialism. You know, there's socialist feminists, there's, you know, feminists, there's all sorts of eco-feminists, there's all sorts of theoretical viewpoints, and an anti-sexist one works for me the best.
Yeah. You know, it's all personal, and I think there's never a wrong position to have within that, and all we can do is try and grow as people and as a community and a society as a whole. So I think, yeah, it's a wonderful place to be, really. Tell me more about some of the work that you're about to embark on at the moment.
You're talking about my research project.
Yes.
So the research project is looking at what the role that queer community groups play in the lives of the sex, sexuality and gender diverse people that participate in them. Talking about feminist theory, talking about queer theory, going back to the 60s, 70s, 80s, really a part of what we believed was that having independent spaces for queer people was about having a safe space, a space where, you know, you're not going to be abused or singled out or heckled or harassed. And also about the idea that we need to connect with individuals within our community to form community groups so that we, you know, weren't so much just the other. We weren't alone and we could connect with other people and celebrate our common identity of, you know, gay, lesbian, bisexual, transsexual, intersex, or whatever within that queer spectrum you sit. Or alternatively, about connecting together and supporting each other and, you know, through, you know, the incidences of homophobia that we all experience at times, or transphobia, if be the case. And the question really is that the reason why we're still accessing those groups? You know, we live in a society in which 80-odd% of the population agrees with marriage equality, essentially agreeing with the idea that it's okay to be gay, that it's okay to, you know, have same-sex relationships, that we're people too, that we fall in love, all of that stuff. So where does that place and situate sex, sexuality and gender diverse people in the broader society, and why are they still accessing queer specific groups?
Yeah, that's a fascinating research, and I think very much needed, because I think there's a lot of gaps in the community at times for people, especially in rural Australia. If you grow up queer, then there's not always services that you can access. We're a bit more lucky in Melbourne. There's a lot more things that we can access, although there's not always certain centric groups like lesbian centric groups or...
Yeah.
Or,
well, there are some like lesbian centric groups, but, you know, it's not like you can just walk down the road and go to your local gay bar. For lots of Melburnians, you have to travel over the other side of the river or go down to Richmond. And often many of them are actually centred around gay men identifying people. Mm. So in terms of the lesbian thing, personally, I've noticed there are definitely lesbian specific groups, but the amount and the variety of them certainly has scaled back a lot over the years.
Melbourne's most uplifting station. Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.